Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Marketing Ministry, the radio show. I am Wanda Adams, the founder and CEO of Marketing Ministries, and for the next 45 minutes, your radio host. You were just listening to You Are Appreciated by Michelle Monday, an independent gospel artist. If you like what you heard, check out her website at www.michellemondaymusic.com. I am so excited about today's show, where we go inside Marketing Ministries, where you get to know a little bit about who we are and what we do. Marketing Ministries is a place for believers. We are a marketing and PR company that utilizes many outlets to help you cast your vision and to be all that you can be in Christ Jesus. Right now, today, as we tell you who we are, we see we have opened up our chat line. If you have any questions for us, you can hit us up on the chat line. Let us know what you think as we assist you in casting your vision. Today's show is all about music strategies and music techniques. You know, if you're an artist, there are certain things you need to do and need to know to get the most out of your project. It's more than just creating your project and expecting someone to put it out there and to pick it up. There's certain guidelines you need to follow. So today, we want you to get empowered and to know certain things to cast your vision. Now, we're going to take a quick break, and I'm going to play another song for you. This is It's All God. It's the latest release from the Soul Seekers. Enjoy.
Psalm 27 and 13. David said, I had fainted.
All right.
Lest I had believed to see the goodness of God in the land of the living. And what we come to understand and know that even when it doesn't look good, it works for the good. To all those that are called according to his purpose, help me say. It's all God.
It's all God.
Everything going on in my life. And it's all God.
It's all God.
Had a few heels to climb.
It's all good.
Oh, 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 oh.
It's all God.
I don't know what they face tonight.
It's all good.
But I know it's all.
I hope you enjoyed that. That was It's All God by the Soul Seekers, their latest release. You can pick it up online and follow them on Facebook at www.facebook.com/The Soul Seekers. Become a fan. Again, I am so excited about this show today as we go inside music strategies and music techniques. Our first guest for the first half hour will be Mr. Henry Harris of Spiracle One Internet Radio Station. He is the founder and CEO of Strategic Music Partnerships, better known as SMP, and he is also the president of the SAGMA Advisory Board of the Stellar Awards. And he brings to the table a wealth of knowledge and information to help you get empowered. So we're going to bring Mr. Harris on and let him share with you on how to be all you can be in Christ Jesus. Welcome, Mr. Harris. How are you?
Hello, Wanda. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm doing great. Highly favored.
I know that's right. Well, let's get right to the heart of the matter. We know that you bring so much information to the table, and you're a very humble man, and I know for the past 20 years you have worked in telecommunications, and you have been very instrumental in empowering the independent artists. What can you tell our listeners about what they need to do as far as to get music play and to market their product?
Well, just like you mentioned, there's so many techniques that the independent artist who's looking to put out their first project, or even somebody that's putting out a second or an additional project, can use to get as much exposure and radio play as they can. One thing for sure is that when you're creating a CD product, you got to make sure all the legal bases are covered, make sure all your copyrights and all that stuff is in place, you know, the little basic stuff. But another important aspect of the matter is to make sure that your music is in all three of the radio monitoring systems. And that, I have found that that has been one of the major roadblocks for artists today, not being in the music monitoring system. When they get played on the radio, it will never chart if the music is not in those systems. We're talking about the three systems, the BDS, the Broadcast Data System, Media Guide, and we're talking Media Base. And I know that it would take a lot more information, you know, to cover a lot of what we're talking about. And in that aspect, what we had started to do was to have weekly webinars. And these webinars are called Strategic Radio Play and Digital Marketing. And, you know, the cost is a very minimum cost. You can work it in your budget. It's only about $30 for the webinar, and you get to come online, listen in the comfort of your home or wherever you are, and follow me on the screen as we do a presentation about strategic radio play. We teach you how to get your music in these monitoring systems. We teach you how to present your product to radio. We teach you how to basically follow and keep up with your radio servicer if you desire to hire one. We teach you about the 2,400-plus stations that are monitored by Media Guide in which you can chart, college stations, internet radio stations. So we cover all of that. And then we cover a lot of the free online marketing sites. You can put your music on. And once you put your music on these sites, you will see play almost instantly and overnight. You get so many fans, and fans will be reaching out to you and trying to purchase and buy your product. So my advice is to learn as much as you can before you embark on putting your product out to the public. And, yes, we know that it's ministry first, but when you package and barcode that product, you become a part of the music business, and there's no way around that.
I know that's right, Mr. Harris. presentation is a big thing in this industry, and sometimes, you know, we're not, you know, we have the mindset that, you know, it's about sales, but the biggest thing is it about presentation. You know, your first presentation is how people are going to receive you. So if it's not presented right, you can throw yourself back.
That's correct. It has to, your packaging, I mean, you want a decent, years ago, when I first started affiliating with a lot of independent artists, I used to be of the mindset that it was really about just getting your music played.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, as I began to hear more and more of the complaints and drawback from people in radio and other people and so forth, they look at a package or they look at a CD and say, ooh, they must have Xerox or whatever. So, yeah, get you a decent photo, get you some decent packaging, go ahead and shrink wrap it, you know, and go ahead and make sure you got a barcode on it. You know, presentation is everything. Don't just, I've seen some CDs with just praying hands on it. Now, you know, that's a good symbolic gesture to have praying hands on it, but they don't really know if the CD represents a male or a female artist. And most people in the business, radio business, and the business of the awards and so forth, they want to know who you are and that packaging and that.
So what you're saying is don't burn a CD and take a black Sharpie and write the title of your song on it and then put it in an envelope with your one sheet folded up in 15 different pieces and send it to somebody. Are you there, Mr. Harris? I think we lost Mr. Harris, and I guess he'll call back in a few moments. Well, we're going to proceed on with our show. We have coming up very shortly an anointed woman of God. She's independent artist, Princess Roche. She has her latest EP out called Personal. And we're going to go inside and hear her experience as being an independent artist. So we're going to take a quick break. I'm going to allow you to listen to an awesome song by Michelle Bonilla called I Love You. Check it out.
I'd like to introduce to you Michelle Bonilla and Rock Soul. Is it okay with y'all if we take a little time to brag on God? Talk to him,
Y'all. Supreme, righteous, holy, begotten Son. Not even death could hold you down. You are the risen one. Alpha, Omega, beginning and the end. The only Savior, tear us from our sin. You spoke the word, the world started. You gave your word, the sea parted. Jehovah Jireh,
Welcome back to Marketing Ministry, the radio show. You were listening to Michelle Bonella, I Love You, and that's from her latest CD, In Spite of Me. Now, we're back on the line with Mr. Harris. Of course, you know in radio sometimes you have some technical difficulties, so we just go with the flow, and we know that it's all good. Mr. Harris, are you there?
Yes, Wanda. I don't know. I think we just dropped the call, but, yeah, I'm back.
Not a problem. Now, let's talk about Spiracle One. We know that that is your internet radio station, and you have a lot of things going on. Tell our listeners what's going on with Spiracle One.
Well, SpiracleOne.com is a 24-hour Christian gospel internet radio. Initially started in 2003, and this year we'll celebrate 7 years of being online playing independent artist music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If there's any artist who's out there listening to your show today or interested in internet radio play or interested in having their music exposed to a worldwide audience, then they should contact us or go to our website and get the address and send us a copy of the product. Send us a CD. Don't just send us an MP3. Send us a copy of the CD. Treat internet radio just like you would treat traditional radio. There are a lot of other internet radio stations out there who will support you. Consider utilizing internet radio. And that's what Spiracle One does. I'm the owner and operator of Spiracle One, so when your music does come in, we want it to be good quality and we want it to sound good so that you can have a very good presentation yourself. But more than likely, your song or whatever you tell us to play will be included in our playlist. That's what Spiracle One is about. We also have an artist placed on our website. You can put your CD up on our website. You know, there's another minimum cost, $65 for the month. What we will do is a full concert interview with you, and which ends up being an hour long. We play every song on your CD, you do the interview, and it's up there for the whole month, and we will run that concert interview more than one time. So you may end up with 3 or 4 hours of listening time on SpiritCo1.com.
Okay. Now, if people want to email you and get more information, how would they reach you, Mr. Harris?
They can reach me. My email address is hharris@spiritco1.com. And Spiritco One is spelled SpiriticO, the number one.com. hharris@spiritco1.com. Or you pick up the phone and call me. I'm always reachable by phone, area code 301-567-5349. So you can reach me by phone or you can send me a message through the internet. I'm also on the Facebook under Henry Harris. I have a group on the Facebook, SpiritCo1.com. We also have a group on the Facebook, and I know you're probably going to get into that, the Strategic Music Partnership group. You can reach me any of those ways.
Okay. Now, you just led us into my next question. What is the Strategic Music Partnership, and how can people become a part?
Okay. The Strategic Music Partnership is a group on Facebook, initially founded on Facebook, and we have 24 coordinators across the country. These coordinators are located in different states across the country, and then we have members who join our group. If a member need any type of services or if they're going to another state to perform, do a show or anything like that, they can always reach out to the list of coordinators and see if there's anybody in that area that they can reach out to that can facilitate anything that they need. If they needed a ride from the airport, if they needed another church to visit, if they just needed some information about where to stay, different hotels or whatever, these coordinators are there to help you. And the majority of the time, there is no cost involved unless you decide to hire their professional service based on what the coordinator does professionally. And this is open up to all of our members, not one, not two, not just the coordinators, but anybody that becomes a member. And so it's a network. It's a network that has not been done before. And we also plan to take it to another level by creating the Strategic Music Partnership as a 501c3 nonprofit, so that the Strategic Music Partnership group will exist off of Facebook. We don't want to just be contingent upon being on Facebook.
Well, Mr. Harris, we thank you so much for providing us with all this information and resources for our listeners. Again, if you want to talk to Mr. Harris directly about how to advance your project, you can email him at...
Can I mention one other thing, Wanda?
You sure can.
I'm sorry, I didn't want to cut across you, but I also wanted to mention to you that a lot of the things that we're talking about will take place in a webinar on Tuesday night, April the 27th. If you can get on Facebook, there is an event listed called the Strategic Radio Play and Digital Marketing. You should become you should join this webinar on Tuesday, because I'm telling you, if you want to create your own strategy for pushing your project and getting your music in front of people that can make a difference, and not just pushing it to the quote-unquote click, then I would suggest that you join us for this webinar. You can find it on Facebook for Strategic Radio Play and Digital Marketing. With that, I won't take up any more of your time. I appreciate it.
Well, we thank you so much, Mr. Harris, for joining us and providing our listeners with the information and the resources to make them better and to help them advance their projects. Because here at Marketing Ministries, we're all about manifesting visions and achieving goals. We just don't talk about it. We are about it. So we thank you so much for being a part of our show. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to come back with Princess Roche.
Okay, see you later.
Thank you.
Glow Magazine, ladies. Lighting the world from the inside out. Glow Magazine Incorporated would like for you to advertise with them. At Glow Magazine, their primary objective is to empower women from all walks of life through the sharing of information and resources. At Glow Magazine, they offer economical, effective, and uncomplicated ways to promote your business and will construct marketing campaigns to meet the budgeting requirements of companies both large and small. By providing excellent demographic flexibility on ad campaign budgets and ad rates. Email Glow Magazine today at info@glowmagazineonline.com to hear about their monthly discounts and free advertising for ministries. That email address, once again, is info@glowmagazineonline.com. And subscribe to Glow Magazine today. It's free. Just go to www.glowmagazineonline.com. Glow Magazine, ladies, lighting the world from the inside out.
Welcome back to Marketing Ministries, the radio show, A Place for Believers. And I am so excited about our next guest. She is an anointed woman of God. She's on fire for the kingdom. She has just put out her latest EP entitled Personal. Let's welcome Princess Roche. Hey, Princess.
Hi, Miss Adams.
How are you?
Doing pretty good in this rainy weather.
Oh, I know. But it's all good, right?
It sure is. I can't complain. At least I'm alive to see it.
All right. That's what I'm talking about, Princess. Now, I've been telling our listeners that about your EP called Personal. Tell us
yes.
a little bit about how Personal came to life.
Wow. Personal came to life pretty much because of situational circumstances. I went through a pretty rough period in my life, even when it came to, like, losing a job and being forced to move away and try to just get a new surrounding. That's pretty much how that CD came about, just writing from life experiences and learning from there, and then having people in your corner to kind of motivate you and push you. So because of that, you know, Personal, it came about. Every song on that CD, as freshly people will hear, will give some insight of, you know, something that I may have gone through or how I may have been feeling at that time. But it's an encouraging word, something that they can relate to and also, you know, understand and be affected by. because it was, you know, stuff that I've actually experienced in my own life.
Okay. Now, you are an independent artist. Share with our listeners about a little bit of your journey of getting your project out there and what you've had to go through, the highs and lows of being an independent artist.
The biggest thing about being an independent artist is if you don't have someone backing you financially, it's hard to get into, you know, some of those places that you need to get in, unless God, you know, places someone in your life who has, you know, those ways of getting you into doors, you know, that money usually will get you into. The one biggest, like I said, to be an independent artist, you definitely need to have people in your corner that believes in you and what you're trying to do and understands what God is trying to do through you. And just remain positive all the way around. You know, I'm a firm believer that you don't necessarily have to be signed to a label to have the recognition and to be blessed financially. I think God can bless you even as an independent artist and sometimes even more. But you just have to, you know, keep your game face on, as I like to call it, and just stay faithful and, you know, continue to work on your craft and just continue to seek after ways of allowing people to hear what God has given you and don't give up.
Now, what if the, I know this is kind of, will be a difficult question because I know your EP is your baby, but what is your favorite song on your project?
Wow, my favorite song on the project. Oh, my goodness. I probably could have given you the least favorite. Let's see, my favorite song. I have a least favorite.
What's your least favorite, Princess?
My least favorite song is Faith.
Why?
The time that I went in the studio to record it, I wasn't feeling well, and I was extremely hoarse. And the producers that I worked with, Jaron Cox and Reginald Crosland, they forced me to sing the song, and I did not want to sing. So I had an attitude the whole time, and I was just upset. I didn't want to sing. But thankfully, that is like most people's favorite song. I'm like, that's weird. I hate it. Like, I won't say I hate it. I dislike it a whole lot, but people love it. So that's a blessing in itself.
Okay. Now, tell us about some of your upcoming projects. What do you have going on?
Right now, I'm working on a concert with Voices of Faith Ministries. We're doing a youth concert on May the 8th, which is the Saturday prior to Mother's Day. Bishop Hawkins has granted me the opportunity to come into his church and do a concert to showcase what God has given me. And so that's going to be on May the 8th at 7 o'clock at Voices of Faith Ministries in Stone Mountain, Georgia. That's like the, you know, the most recent thing that I have coming up. So preferably, you know, some of your listeners can come out and, you know, just see what God really has to offer through music.
Okay, so that's on May 8th. And tell them at the address and if they want to get additional information, where they can hit you up at.
The address is 2500 Rockbridge Road. That's Stone Mountain, Georgia, 30087. And if you want to contact me for more information, you can contact me at princess_ruchet, that's R-O-U-C-H-E, at yahoo.com. And if you can't remember that, Google my name and I'll come up. I promise you'll find me.
Now, you know, Princess, I got to kind of put you on the spot. Is that okay?
Yes, ma'am, it's fine.
Give our listeners just a little taste of your vocals. Just give us a little bit that will take us in to praise and worship.
Okay. You deserve the glory and the honor. I lift my hands in worship and I bless your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor. Oh, I lift my hands in worship, and I bless your holy name. You are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you.
All right, Princess. You were just listening to Princess, take us into a short praise and worship break. Princess, I want to thank you so much for joining us today, and I'm going to have to bring you back so you can talk about some of the things that you have going on and talk a little bit more about your project so our listeners can get the full scope of who you are and what you do. So we thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're most welcome. We're going to take a short music break, and we'll be back. Thank you, Princess.
Thank you.
Daddy put my hands behind me and pulled them all away. You gave me another test, let me see your brighter day. I didn't want to believe, I was too blind to see you, but you wouldn't let me go. Even in the bad times, you let you will always love me. And I did always love you. Didn't do what you told me to.
Welcome back to Marketing Ministry, the radio show, and you are listening to Michelle Monday, Personal God, available at www.michellemondaymusic.vivit.com. Again, that's michellemondaymusic.vivit.com. An awesome song, an awesome woman of God. Well, we're rounding down today's show. We're kind of winding down, rather, getting ready for our close. I thank you so much for tuning in, and I encourage you to come back next week, where our special guest will be Nikki D. Washington, editor-in-chief of GlowMagazineOnline.com. She's a noted author of Lord, Is He Him? A Single Girl's Guide to Discovering If He's the One. She's a phenomenal woman of God. We're going to have fun. She's going to drop a lot of good nuggets into your soul, so you don't want to miss that show. And again, you know, marketing ministry is all about you being the best that you can be in Christ Jesus. So if you are looking for direction on how to cast your vision, on how to market, on how to brand your product, email us at info@marketingministries@live.com. Again, info@marketingministry.com. And follow us at marketingministry.blogspot.com to see and to obtain the latest information and the latest resources out there to assist you in casting your vision. Well, I'm Wanda Adams. I am the CEO and the founder of Marketing Ministry. I was your host for this hour. I hope you enjoyed the show. We love to hear from you. We want your feedback, good, bad, or indifferent. Again, email us at info@marketingministry@live.com. Thank you for tuning in. Be blessed. You know, cast your vision. Be all that you can be. Don't let anybody hold you back from what God has placed in your spirit. I thank you so much. Until next time, be blessed.